You're listening to SBS News.
At the 20th National Congress of the Chinese Communist Party, Chinese President Xi Jinping has praised his country's strive for peace for humanity. Mr. Xi is widely expected to win a third leadership term at the conclusion of the week-long Congress, making him the most powerful leader of the Communist Party since Chairman Mao Zedong.
Since its founding a century ago, the Communist Party of China has taken a remarkable journey. Our party has dedicated itself to achieving lasting greatness for the Chinese nation and committed itself to the noble cause of peace and development for humanity. Our responsibility is unmatched in importance and our mission is glorious beyond compare. It is the imperative that all of us in the party never forget our original aspiration and founding mission, that we always stay modest, prudent, and hardworking.
Among rising tensions between China and the US, amplified by the threat of world war caused by Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Mr. Xi announced China continues to strengthen its military.
We have worked with firm resolve to safeguard national security, fend it off and defuse the major risks, and ensure social stability. We have devoted great energy to modernizing our national defense and armed forces. We have conducted major country diplomacy with Chinese characteristics on all fronts, and we have made sweeping efforts to advance the great new project of party building. We celebrated the centenary of the Communist Party of China and the 70th anniversary of the founding of the PRC.
And the elephant in the room, Taiwan.
In response to separatist activities aimed at Taiwan independence and gross provocations of external interference in Taiwan affairs, we have resolutely fought against separatism and counter-interference, demonstrating our resolve and ability to safeguard China's sovereignty and territorial integrity and to oppose Taiwan independence.
Taiwan delivered an emphatic rebuke to the declaration by Mr. Xi that it reunify with the mainland. Taiwan says it will not back down on its national sovereignty or freedom. In a statement, its presidential office said, "Taiwan's position is firm. No backing down on national sovereignty, no compromise on democracy and freedom, and meeting on the battlefield is absolutely not an option for the two sides of the Taiwan Strait. This is the consensus of Taiwan's people." Former Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd called Mr. Xi a Leninist, referencing former Soviet Communist leader Vladimir Lenin.
It's important for us all to take out the rubber stamp. Because the bottom line is, despite the headwinds you've just referred to, particularly in the slowing of the economy, also COVID's social and economic impact, and the external, shall I say, missteps, Xi Jinping's Leninist control of the party is very, very strong.
Mr. Rudd has written several books on China, criticising what he sees as authoritarian politics, like its zero COVID policy or trade sanctions imposed on Australia. He says the Chinese leader intends to be around for life.
You're likely to see personnel appointments which are largely, if not exclusively, his own closest supporters, and a continuation of the Xi Jinping policy line, probably, on the economy and foreign security policy as well. But it really is shaping up to be a profound coronation for a leader who will not just be around for the next 5 years, but intends to be around for life.
Roger Wang from Macquarie University says China's shift from soft to hard power is making smaller countries scared.
But inevitably, for large several decades since the end of Second World War, Indo-Pacific has seen broad prosperity and peace. And some of these Chinese actions inevitably will create fear in many of the smaller countries in the region, thinking that China might be the revisionist power that might change how things have been run. In the last several decades.
The day after the Congress ends on Saturday, Mr. Xi is expected to introduce his new Politburo Standing Committee, a 7-person leadership team. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.